Hello, Leo. He's the most enthusiastic member. The congregation, I think. Okay. I've got a box here. Because we've just had Christmas, haven't we? And did you get lots of presents and things? And, yeah, so today's, in our reading today, there's a word that I picked out of the reading. And for the older ones, I'm going to put it up here and see if you know what that means. What does that mean? Generosity. Do you know what that means? Yeah? Can you tell me?
Generosity means it's someone giving like kindness to other people and helping them in care.
Yeah. So when you got your presents, do you like getting presents? Do you like giving presents? Yeah. I think sometimes giving presents is much better than getting presents. And, you know, and God has told us that he likes it when we give things. And I just picked this verse out. So, you big girls, can you read it out for me?
Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not
Not reluctantly. That means not going, do I have to?
Under contentment.
Yeah.
For God's loves a cheerful giver.
That's right. So I'm just going to leave that there because that's well done, well read. And the couple of big words there. Reluctantly means that, do I have to? And compulsion means it's because somebody said I had to. And that God say yes, but he wants us to give to him because can we outgive God? No. And what happens when we give? Sometimes when we give, there's some other stories. I picked out a few stories in the Bible. There's lots and lots, but there's lots of stories about people giving, and one of them is to do with loaves and fishes. Yeah, and it was because a little boy gave the loaves and fishes, and he was able to feed 5,000 people. So he gave up his lunch, but he got his lunch back and was able to share it with all those people. In the Old Testament, Elijah was very hungry. He was running away from a bad king and queen, and he didn't know where he was going to get fed. And God told him to find this lady who was on her own with her son. Her husband had died. And she had nothing but just a couple of jars of things, and she was going to cook the last meal and then die. But God sent Elijah to and told him to look after, that she would look after him. And you know what happened? She said yes. That was a pretty big thing. She said, well, I'll share with you what I've got. And as long as Elijah was there and forever, the food didn't run out. So God looked after her. And this one, you know what this one might be? It's about the Good Samaritan. And it was the man who looked after him. It wasn't the ones that everybody thought, but it was a Samaritan who looked after the man that was injured and gave money and looked after him. And just might do one more. And this one here. This was some people looking in the temple, and there was this rich man making a big show of how much money he was going to give to God. And then there was this lady who was, again, on her own, no husband, had very little money, and she gave a very tiny coin. And Jesus said, who do you think gave the most? Was it this man who gave some and still had his bag full of money? Or was it this lady who gave everything that she had? The lady, yeah. And I have got a video just to sort of lighten things up a bit. And it's about a puppet called Douglas, and he's talking about generosity. And you've been really good at understanding what that means. But he's got a little story that you might identify with, and some of the adults might identify with it too. So we're just going to watch
Jazzy
this.
Jazzy cupcakes. That's what I get for not being generous. Hey guys, it's me, Douglas. And yeah, well, okay, so a couple of years ago, my mom, she made me a whole bunch of stuffed cupcakes to take to my class for school, because it was my birthday, and so I was going to take these cupcakes and share them with everybody. And a stuffed cupcake is where it's like a cupcake, but in the middle, it's got like cheesecake kind of stuff in it, like this cream cheese stuff, and they are so good. Oh man, let me tell you, I was so excited. And so she gave me this Tupperware container to take and share for my birthday, and I was walking to the bus with this container, and I thought to myself, well, hey, this is my birthday. Why do I have to give stuff to other people on my birthday? And so before I got to the bus wasn't quite there yet, so I ran back to my backyard, and I climbed up in the tree house in my backyard, and I put all these stuffed cupcakes out of the container and into this box that I've got. It's kind of like a treasure chest kind of thing. And so then I just had this empty container that I put in my backpack and I took to school. And you know, people wished me happy birthday, but I didn't tell anybody that I had these cupcakes because, well, I decided to keep them all for me because, hey, it's my birthday. And so after school, I came back home and I gave Mom the empty container and I went back into the backyard and I climbed up in the tree and I ate a couple of those cupcakes and, oh, man, so good. They are delicious. Let me tell you, man. Oh, they were so good. And so I had like, you know, two or three and I was going to save the rest for later. And so I ate some and then we went to later that weekend, we went to my grandma's house to stay the weekend because we were going to have kind of a family party over there. And I came back afterwards and I opened up this treasure chest thing that I had in my tree house where I put all the cupcakes and I opened it up and oh, man, these cupcakes, they had straight up mutated, okay? These cupcakes were like, they were disgusting now. They used to be all chocolatey and delicious, but now they were like green and fuzzy death fungus, man. It was, oh, gross. It was so nasty. And I had wasted all of those cupcakes, man. You know, there were like two dozen cupcakes there, and I had like three, maybe I had four, and I wasted all of the others because I didn't eat them. And I don't even know what I was thinking, man, because even if I refrigerated them, there was no way I was going to be able to eat all those by myself. And I could have had the joy of, you know, sharing them with my friends. You know, when I give those cupcakes to my friends, they're really happy, and that makes me happy. But I thought, well, no, I'll keep all these cupcakes for myself. So instead of having the joy of, you know, sharing these cupcakes with my friends, I had the wonderful joy of cleaning out a treasure chest filled with moldy chocolate garbage. You know, in the Bible, there's this story of a guy who he had a great harvest one year. He had all this grain, and he had so much grain that he couldn't even store it in all the barns that he had. And so what he did is he tore down his old barns, and he made new barns that were way bigger, and he put all that grain, all that stuff from his harvest into those barns, and he thought to himself, oh man, this is awesome. I don't even have to work now for a long time. I can just sit back and relax because I got all this stuff waiting for me. But then that guy, he died, and nobody got any of that grain. It all just rotted. It's not like you can take it with you after you're dead, you know. And God was really not very happy with that guy because he could have used some of that extra grain to bless other people, to make other people's lives good too. You know, when we are generous with what we have, when we share what we have, it makes God very happy. And I really can't imagine anything more valuable than, you know, God's favor, than making God happy. And not just God too, you know, when we share with others, it makes other people happy as well. You know, our stuff, it doesn't last. Especially cupcakes. But when we're generous with what we have, the Bible says that it's like we're storing up treasure in heaven. A treasure that lasts forever and ever and ever. It can never rot away or be lost or be stolen. So I'm not saying that you have to give away everything that you have. But the Bible says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So why not be that kind of person? So my challenge to you guys today is that you guys would not be greedy about your stuff, would not be greedy about the things that you have, but that you would be generous and be a cheerful giver and store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Because our stuff doesn't last, but the good things that come from living a generous life last forever and ever.
Okay. Hey, how's that? I think it says it well. Hey? So it's lots of things to think about. And I know that you don't have to have money, do you, to share? You can share your toys or you can... And I know that helping others, like I asked Lana before because her mum's had a sore ear, was she helping? And she said, yes. And that's the same thing, being generous and helping others. So we just say a prayer, and then I've got some activity sheets for you to choose from, okay? So thank you, Father, for your generosity in sending your Son to die for us. And we know that we can never outgive you, and that as we share the things that you have given us and the people that we are, Lord, that you've made us, that you will bless others abundantly, and we too will be blessed with the joy of seeing others happy and blessed by you. So just pray, Lord, for your guidance and your for these little ones, Lord, as they, and for all of us, that we would look for those opportunities to share your love with others. Amen.
Amen.